And what happens, and I'll have to say this hurriedly, Jehoahaz came to the throne, reigned 3 months, and he was a rascal, and they put him out. And the king of Babylon now has come against the land. Then Jehoiakim becomes king. He reigns 11 years. And then Jehoiachin, and he reigns 3 months. He didn't last very long. Then Zedekiah's uncle comes to the throne, and he reigns 11 years. He's the last king. And now Nebuchadnezzar's knocked at the door. He's done more than that. He's pushed over the wall, burnt Jerusalem. They've gone now into captivity. Now, here's God's explanation. Will you listen to God? Verse 15 of chapter 36, "And the Lord God of their fathers sent to them by his messengers, rising up betimes and sending, because he had compassion on his people and on his dwelling place. They mocked the messengers of God and despised his words, misused his prophets, until the wrath of the Lord rose against his people till there was no remedy. Therefore he brought upon them the king of the Chaldees, who slew their young men with the sword in the house of their sanctuary, had no compassion upon young man or maiden, old man, or him that stooped for age. He gave them all into his hand. All the vessels of the house of God, great and small, the treasures of the house of the Lord, and the treasures of the king, and of his princes, all these he brought to Babylon. And they burnt the house of God, broke down the wall of Jerusalem, burnt all the palaces thereof with fire, destroyed all the goodly vessels thereof. And them that had escaped from the sword carried he away to Babylon, where they were servants to him and his sons until the reign of the king of Persia, to fulfill the word of the Lord by the mouth of Jeremiah, until the land had enjoyed her Sabbaths. For as long as she lay desolate, she kept Sabbath to fulfill 70 years. You see, God accomplished a twofold purpose, and God always has many things in mind in anything that he does. First of all, they had rejected the prophets, and they were living on borrowed time, and God would have been justified to have sent them into captivity 100 years before this. I wonder if our nation is not living on borrowed time today. How much longer can we go, friend? Well, the nation Israel, their time has come, and there's no remedy now. And there is a time when a nation reaches that. But not only that, for 490 years they had not observed the sabbatic years. That is, the land wasn't lying fallow. God says, you just can't plant it. They thought they got by with it. They got by with nothing. Why, 490 years went by. Now God says, I'll put you out of the land 70 years. And that's the reason it was 70 years. So the land will enjoy its Sabbaths. You see, God, my friend, is not mocked. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man sows, that shall he also reap. Now you have a decree to rebuild the temple. We'll pick up that when we come back to the book of Ezra. So until then, may God richly bless you, my beloved.